Leonardo da Vinci once said an artist's studio should be a small space because small rooms discipline the mind and large ones distract it. Well, in the next couple of weekends, you're going to have a chance to figure that out for yourself. With me is one of the artists who will be participating in the El Paso Artists Studio Tour, Christina Robbins. Welcome, Christina. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica. Love to be able to tell you a little bit about this.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to get to do because, I don't know, it's just exciting. It's peering into where magic happens. Do you get that feeling as people walk through
exactly.
your studio?
Exactly. And El Paso, amazingly, has very, very large art community, many of them painters, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most of them have home studios,
yes.
Even though some have studios outside also. But there's a tremendous interest. For example, when you have customers and they, wow, how long did it take you to do this?
Mm.
They ask a multitude of questions, and you know, it's wonderful for them to be able to come and actually see.
Yes, yes, and a lot of people have never seen
an artist
at work, and
no.
There's a certain. How much do you clean up before the people get?
I do actually.
Oh, but the
probably
chaos
my husband's
should be
doing
part
it right
of it.
Now, but but I do because it is a working studio, and it has things around it, and. I'm not one of those that is immaculate. I have a lot of things around me. I do a lot of plein air painting, so we
mm-hmm.
do outdoor painting.
Yes.
But then I'll bring some inside. I'll bring little studies inside and then work onto a larger piece. It's amazing how interested people are once they come. I put an easel out with some paints.
Mm-hmm.
I let them sit down. Hey, practice. Pick up the brush.
It would take me about three minutes to figure out exactly why I would rather pay you to do that.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I'm having a 3-day workshop coming up, and I know people, several of them have never painted. Or they're in other mediums, but I like oil, so I'm telling them that's
mm-hmm.
the easiest thing in the world to paint. So
that's what I've heard, although it's an interesting thing to hear.
It is. It's
well,
amazing.
The El Paso Artist Studio Tour will actually be kicking off Saturday, April 26th. That's next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. and both of those days will be dedicated to all the studios on the west side of town. Then the following weekend, and how cool is it that we need two complete weekends
mm-hmm.
to cover all these studios, May 3rd and 4th we'll cover the east side, the San Elisario area, and again 10 to 5 on Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. Admission is free. Pretty much the artists all set up some kind of refreshments,
so it's
comfortable.
Right.
And it's sponsored by El Paso Scene and the Plein Air Painters of El Paso, the best place to get the complete schedule so that you can fold it up and carry your map with you is in the April issue of the El Paso Scene. How many years have you participated in this?
Probably since it first started, and I'm trying to remember how long that has been. We tried, I remember, maybe 10 years ago to do it all on one weekend. It
mm-hmm.
was impossible. There were people running,
literally
running from one place
yes.
to another. Oh, I didn't get to see this. Oh, I didn't get to see this. So we finally decided there are enough artists in El Paso
to
split it. And it has been wonderful.
Well, I started out trying to figure out, it's kind of daunting to look at the list of artists and figure out who should I talk to. And I thought, okay, I know, I'll go for the westernmost and the easternmost artist. And actually, I was able to get you here and went with that. But rest assured that the East El Paso and the San Eli vicinity are just filled with a wealth of wonderful artists. What are some of the special challenges for you in participating?
First of all, to clean up the studio, like you said.
Oh,
yes.
Isn't some of the chaos inspiring?
Getting enough chairs out, answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some sales, which that wasn't actually the purpose of it. The purpose
mm-hmm.
was it just to show people how you work and
yes.
and to see a studio in progress. But actually, you just do sell some work, well, too, yes, once in a while.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, when I've had the privilege of being in an artist studio and I see something in progress on the easel or wherever it is propped up while it's being worked on, that image stays in my mind. I feel like I've established a friendship, mm-hmm. like I saw it when mm-hmm. it was just being born. So there is an impression made. And I have to say that I joke about the chaos. But I do think that, especially with young people or with repressed older people who haven't let ourselves do what we want to do, walking into the environment and being immersed in the sensory, the smell of it.
The smell of it, which is less now because the new products
But all the tactile stimulation and everything that goes on, and the fact that a certain degree of chaos is part of the process, that brings a lot of comfort.
It helps me, actually. The chaos helps me.
Absolutely.
And I do a lot of teaching, and that is one way that I meet new students, too. And they sometimes they're afraid.
They're afraid.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. Well, let me sit down and show you a few strokes. It's a great way to express yourself on a canvas, on a board, and it's not that hard. It really isn't. And you can start at any time of life.
Well, and how exhausted are you by the end of the day?
I am.
The end of the weekend.
I am.
To all these people.
I am. But it's wonderful. And as soon as one comes in and they bring their kids sometimes and then they leave and then another group comes, hopefully. So it is. And if they want to really look at the scenes, maps.
Yes, that's the best way to go. I want to thank my guest today, artist Christina Robbins, taking time away from her studio, which she is preparing for the El Paso Artist Studio Tour, featuring some 36 artists, more or less, and about 22 different locations throughout the area. The first weekend, April 26th and 27th, 10 to 5 on Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday, and the same time schedule for the following weekend for East El Paso and San Elisario. Get that April El Paso Scene Edition, and you'll have all your details right in front of you. Thank you, Christina.
You're very welcome. Thank you.